Well, so in the realm of Vdikas Chometz, there's a beautiful kasha. The Bnei Yisaschar, asks an interesting question. He says, "Madua in mevarchin birchas shechiyona b'dikas chometz." Right, tonight in Mitzvah, we're going to do the b'dika. We're going to search out the chometz. So why do we not make a bracha of shechiyonu on b'dikas chometz? Why? It's a good shaila. In general, again, the b'dika is a mitzvah. It's the beginning of the process of beer of destroying the chometz. So why don't make a shechiyonu? So look what he writes. Umevayer ki birchas shechiyonu. Get ready for this. Ki birchas shechiyonu shemevarchim biyom hakipurim koi gam alza. So Bnei Yisrael says the shechiyonu we see on Yom Kippur ultimately goes on the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. What does that mean? Umikan shekvar me'az maschim lekai mitzvahs bir. So I say, what does this mean? So you don't make a shechiyonu or make a shechiyonu on Yom Kippur. So there's two reasons to make a shechiyonu on Yom Kippur. So of course, on a basic level, make a shechiyonu on Yom Kippur because again, it's a shechiyonu on the chayv, on the Yom Tov. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and others explain the shechiyonu on Yom Kippur as a shechiyonu on the mitzvah of tshuva. Shechiyonu on the mitzvah of tshuva. And so the Bnei Yisaschar says, we began the process of tshuva on Yom Kippur. And that process extends the whole year. But you know what happens? We all know what happens. That kind of, the mitzvah of tshuva falls by the wayside because of the thought of what? Elul, that's the love, got plenty of time until Elul. Comes Pesach, and on Pesach there's a hisodorus of tshuva. On Pesach there's an awakening of tshuva. Pesach there's an awakening, a spiritual awakening. It's time for me to get my life together. Remember again, the Sa'ar Shabi Isa Chametz, Chazal tell us, is the Yitzhara, and there's an awakening to do tshuva. When does that awakening occur? It occurs tonight. Because tonight, as I'm seeking out the chametz in my home, and tonight, as I'm seeking out to purge my home from chametz, I also remember it's not just my physical home I have to clean, it's the spiritual home as well. It's the Bilvavi Mishkan Ena that I have to clean as well. There's a lot of chametz that's accumulated since Aser Simi Tshuva. There's a lot of chametz that's accumulated since Hoshana Rabbah. And now it's time to clean it out. And therefore, says the Bnei Yischasar, when I say the bracha on bedikas chametz, ultimately there's no shechiyonu. Why? Because this is part of the continuity of tshuva that began on Yom Kippur. What I started on Yom Kippur, I begin to continue tonight. I might have taken a little hiatus. I might have taken a little bit of a break in the last couple of months, but that's okay. Zoe Darko Shel Chaim, that's the way life is. But tonight is his onus to continue that process of tshuva, to clean what needs to be cleaned, to kasher what needs to be kashered, and to purge what needs to be purged. I was saying this, I was speaking with Rabbi Taub yesterday, and I told him over this Bnei Yisaschar, and he told me something amazing. He said that there is a minug to go ahead and take mayim shalanu. Mayim shalanu is the water that you use to bake the matzah. He says that there is a minug to draw mayim shalanu from the same stream in which you do tashlich. Because he says that the idea is that the stream where I do tashlich, the ability, the sashlich b'mitzulos yam kol chatosinu, to throw away all of our averus, is tshuva shel ava. The idea that Hashem Baruch Hu allows us just to cleanse ourselves, to bake the matzos with that same water, not the same water, but the same body of water in which I did tashlich, is an incredible, incredible Yisus. The Rebbe said, this is our avodah for tonight. You know, bedikas chametz is sometimes very, and we'll say it's important, because bedikas chametz, we do it late at night, we're coming home, we're rushed all over the place, and often we put out our 10 pieces of bread, and gamarnu, I'm going to say, that's not it. If all I'm going to do is put out my 10 pieces of bread, and 15 minutes later, and take my feather and my spoon that I got from Tel Yeshiva, I don't even know if they send it out anymore with the charoses, right? I'm missing the point of Osei. This is a time for tshuva, and the truth is, if we're honest, we all have to do tshuva. Every single one of us has to do tshuva. Some of us have to do tshuva for bigger things. Some of us have to do tshuva for smaller things. But even if I have to do tshuva for not actualizing my potential to the point that I could have done, maybe I have no averus, Baruch Hashem, but at least for not maximizing my tshuva, there's tshuva for that as well. Tonight is the night. Tonight is the next stage of the Yamim Noraim. Tonight is the continuation of Yom Kippur. Tonight is the Hisodorus. So as we begin, as we roll up our sleeves and clean our homes, and as we roll up our sleeves and vacuum every single nook and cranny, let us also find the courage to do a tshuva me'ava, to return to the Ribono Shel Olam, that the bracha of Av Birchametz is not just the Birchametz of the home, but it's the Birchametz of the heart. Let us remember that there's no Shechiyonu tonight, because tonight is just simply another step in Yom Kippur, another step in Aseret Yemei Tshuva, another step in our return close back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi say, as we find those pieces of bread, as we get rid of those chametz, let us find the courage of Miras Hashem to come back to the Ribono Shel Olam, to reinvigorate that bond, to reinvigorate that relationship. And this should be not just a Yom Tov in which we celebrate our physical freedom, but it should be a Yom Tov in which we celebrate our ability to say, Avadim Hayinu Va'an Achshav Kervanu Hamakom Lefanav. We were slaves. We were slaves. We were so far away from the Ribono Shel Olam, but now we're so close. Let us be zocha Miras Hashem to begin to experience that closeness tonight, and we should be zocha that closeness should grow in intensity each and every day of the upcoming Yom Tov.